You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And tomorrow we are out and live on the road at Bastards Canteen, downtown Downey. I'll be there along with Bergman and Andy Kamenetsky and Chris Morales with some live imaging and boss Amanda. And we intend to make it fun, right, Bergman?
Of course we're going to make it fun. It's always fun when we're on.
Why aren't you going to be there tomorrow, Ireland?
I'm taking a day off.
Just like that.
Yesterday we had Truth Day. And we said, everybody's going to only tell the truth. And John said, well, I don't like being on YouTube. And I said, well, you don't like remotes either. He said, you're right, I don't like remotes. And I said, well, just don't go to the one on Thursday. And he's not going to the one on Thursday.
That's exactly how it went out.
Yeah. Truth Day worked out pretty good for you, right?
Tuesday.
Are we going to do that every Tuesday now?
Every Tuesday, let's do nothing but the truth.
If it ends up like this, I'm all in.
It ends up with Ireland.
So you guys could take a day off anytime you want.
Not really.
I plan these things
Amanda
in advance.
Amanda wouldn't let me and Trudell do that when we were here.
Yeah, that's why you're not here anymore.
Cold. I missed the
Johnson Trudell didn't hear that.
There's two words why he's not here anymore. Yep. Will Cain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Will Cain.
I thought it was Stephen A.
Or could have been.
One of those networky people. Yeah. So,
you know my favorite thing from yesterday's Truesday was?
Truesday, yeah.
Was Ireland saying that he will be honest about the fact that he's not allowed to be honest about the Lakers.
Right. Oh, well, neither one of us are, yeah.
Yeah,
you
no.
Be honest.
That's what you guys are
saying. You can't be honest.
Sure you can.
You can't say what you see.
Lakers making the playoffs this year?
It's going to be a tough struggle, but they can make it. What's wrong with that?
Oh, come on. That was
no, what am I
come
supposed
on.
To say?
Come on.
100%.
No, what am I supposed to say, Blake? But no.
We are 2-8.
We're 10 games
You're allowed to say. Well, no, you're not allowed to say. Again, this
I'm with Michael. It's not over until we decide it is.
Do you guys see Animal House?
Hey, what's the spread tonight?
6.
Oh, no.
Who it was 3, right?
3.5 was last I saw.
3.5.
That's right. You guys would have given up.
Check this. You know, I'm running away with this one now. Give me 50K.
On?
Clippers.
Bergman, you
Clippers minus 3.5.
You're an a-hole.
Clippers minus 3.5.
By the way, this is hurting your public image a lot.
Bergman, no, that's fine.
Yeah, yes,
it's
yes,
helping your bank
Bergman,
account.
Bergman reminds us of a guy who would have given up when Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yep. Germans? Let him go. He's on a roll.
So everybody is investing. Oh, and I promise
Matthew
Stafford.
Speaking of a movie that holds up, I watched Animal House like two weeks ago. It's great.
Matthew Stafford is in concussion protocol if you're a Rams fan. We talked to Sean McVay about it a little bit earlier. He is not ruled out for Sunday's game, and there's no decision on who would play quarterback, John Wolford or Bryce Perkins, if Stafford is not in that game. Is there anything else that happened today? You said Justin Turner. They're going to make a decision tomorrow on picking up his option.
They let him know by Thursday, but what it sounds like is they're interested in keeping him, but not for his option price, that they would want to negotiate it down.
The option is like
I'd have to look it up.
$16 million?
$16 million.
He's not a $60 million a year player.
Well, especially if he's not going to play every day third base. I think that's why you saw Muncy play a lot of third base towards the end of the year.
Muncy at third, Mookie at second, Aaron Judge in right.
That'd be something.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, Mookie already said he'll move to second.
Yeah,
and that's
did.
In December when those free agents will probably start to fall, right?
Yeah, yeah. Technically, it can happen at any moment. But Scott Boras had a big press conference today and said, all my guys are worth $500 million.
Did he say that?
And then, strangely, they'll all get it.
But, Bergman raised a great point. That hype video, we played the hype video for Trey Turner yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's John
Hamm.
Here's a little taste of it, just in case you missed it.
Vance Turner.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
So, is Boris's agent?
Who is that for? Like, who is the target audience for a Trey Turner hype video? And Major League Baseball executives all know everything about Trey Turner. Are they really going to listen to this John Hamm recorded thing and say, oh, yeah, I guess we should sign Trey Turner?
It's a fair question, but I'd put it out there as in why not? You get a fan base excited, maybe they get into it, and an owner like Artie Moreno back in the day, Artie apparently selling the Angels. Remember, he used to make decisions just independent of all of his baseball people.
True.
They'd say, we don't want Albert Pujols. Well, that's all right, we're getting him. We don't want Vernon Wells. Well,
Josh Hamilton.
We're getting him. Getting him. And so that's what you're looking for, the rogue owner.
So Ireland, everybody is investing in pickleball. I think Kevin Durant has a team.
Yep.
I mean, all these people are putting millions and millions of
Mark
dollars.
Mark Cuban.
The most recent is Mark Cuban, who is starting a pickleball league, and he's the first owner. Now, there are multiple pickleball leagues now going on. Is anybody ever going to watch pickleball? People barely watch tennis. Is anybody going to watch baby tennis?
That's a good question.
Not really.
Yeah, I'll play pickleball, but will I watch it?
Yeah, would you watch somebody
play?
It's a little bit like racquetball. Like, racquetball was a gigantic deal back in the day.
Or badminton.
Well, remember when we were kids, they said, by the time you guys are old, soccer will be the number one sport in America. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not so much.
Well, we're definitely talking about soccer more than we used to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but...
World Cup is coming up.
Yeah.
We've got to, and it's coming up fast, right?
Yep, December 2nd.
No, November something, isn't it?
November 20th.
November 20th.
So 10 days away.
So right before Thanksgiving. So... Bergman asked a question that's interesting. How do we get in on this? We obviously are not soccer people.
Aficionados.
But we'll follow this. Really. It's sort of like every 4 years you jump into it and you follow it. So I suggest, because I've only got 5,000 mythical dollars, that we put 50,000 mythical dollars on the table and have a draft of countries. And whoever gets the winning country gets the 50,000 mythical dollars.
Okay, done.
Done?
Done.
I'll take France.
How much? No, this is the way it works.
Here's the draft.
No,
France!
No, this is the way it works. You got the opening bid, France. What are you willing to...
So it's a bid. It's like your baseball draft. It's like your baseball draft.
No, that's a pain.
$1. Oh, $1,000 mythical dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So how much you want for France?
Well, we need to know the odds too, right?
No. How much you want for France? What are you willing to pay?
I'm willing to pay...
How much each one of us... There's 32 teams?
Yeah.
So each one of us are taking 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you only have 5,000 mythical dollars.
Yeah,
well,
I only have 5,000 mythical dollars.
Wait, I thought we were making 50,000.
No, I think we have a draft of teams, and then the winner gets 50,000 mythical dollars.
Oh, okay.
So that we all have teams.
Well, how do we decide who picks when?
We'll have a random drawing.
Okay.
To see who picks, and then we'll do a snake draft. Look at Tyler. He's like, yeah, you got it, Mace. Right, I like
Tyler,
this guy right here. He's like, yeah, you got it,
all
Mace.
Right. Wait,
that guy's good.
Hold on. You want France?
I want France.
Okay, I'll take Brazil.
Wait, no. Everybody needs to be a part of this if we got 50K.
Well, wait a minute. Bergman, who do you want?
These guys are going to be stuck with
Khan. Those are the two best ones.
No, I want Argentina. I'm taking Argentina.
Argentina.
I'll take Japan.
Tyler takes Japan.
Tyler's out.
Okay, Bergman, you better pick a country.
Nobody's going to pick the U.S.
I don't know enough.
No.
Bergman, I'll tell you who you should take. You ready?
Yeah.
Germany.
Oh, yeah, Germany's a really good one. But I can't take Germany.
No.
Why not? Jewish.
They had German Jews.
I can't root for that.
What about the Netherlands? They're always really good,
they're always pretty good.
No, that's not. We got to find a better way to do this. Let's do this more on Friday.
I've got France.
I got Argentina.
I got Brazil.
No, that's not how this works.
Yeah. Tyler, who do you have?
Just have Pepe Mantilla be the commissioner.
I want Japan.
Tyler's got Japan. You pick a country, any country.
I don't know, man. I need to look at it. I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, well, all those other countries are off the table because you weren't ready for the bit.
Yeah. I was not ready for the bit.
Let Pepe run the draft.
Hey, Bergman, USA, USA. You get USA.
All right. Yeah. USA, but I'm not getting 50K for that. That's for sure.
Okay.
I should get 10K just if they get into the round of 16.
No.
That's not how this works.
If you guys got all the good countries,
you didn't jump on it. You weren't fast enough.
It's very possible we have not named the winner.
It's possible.
Germany,
but those are the best
ones.
Yeah, but I'm not touching Germany.
Hey, somebody, you have Brazil, you have Argentina.
Oh, Bergman, Bergman, I got it.
Yeah, Portugal.
I got it. You want a really good team?
What's that?
Spain.
Oh.
Spain? Jorge's like, nah.
No.
Jorge's like.
They're number two on the odds board.
Okay. All right. Spain.
You got Spain?
Sure.
Okay, Spain.
This is the way we're doing this.
Go France! I hope they don't surrender. They're famous for that.
So much for the draft.
That's right. We just did the draft.
Yeah, Argentina.
Yes.
Although, you know, the French Resistance was pretty good. Those guys were pretty brave. And, but the, those, and the women.
But the Vichy weak ass.
Yeah, the general population gave, but the Resistance was pretty
impressive. The French Resistance was great.
Those people were tough.
All right, so Jimmy Kimmel has been named the Oscars host this year. And I would argue that this is a terrible move for Jimmy. The Oscars, already they're like pre-criticizing him. And after he does it, he's going to be post-criticized. I just wouldn't, I mean, even if I was at that, I would not accept the Oscar hosting job because you're going to get killed afterwards no matter what. Do you agree?
I do, although I think Jimmy's got a chance to pull it off. He's
I love Jimmy.
Yeah, he's about as good at these things as anybody. I personally would have gone to Chris Rock and said, how much you want?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he got, and then I would, I would have somebody walk out at the very beginning of it and slap him and just say, okay, we're off and running.
Huh.
You know, you're talking
about Will Smith. Would you let him back in?
Let him back in.
To,
well,
as an audience
he's
member.
He's got a movie coming out. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously good enough to speak to the Lakers.
He's been banned though, right?
You know, would this be funny?
Yeah.
Very first award of the night. They normally do best supporting actor and actress right out of the gate.
Right.
And to present the award for best supporting actress, please welcome Will Smith and Chris Rock. And have them walk out there together and Will Smith look at him and go, okay, let's get this over with. And let Chris Rock just unload on him.
But you know Chris Rock is not having any of this stuff. Yeah. He has not accepted an apology. He doesn't want an apology. He's not going to accept
it
ever.
Wouldn't that make him immensely popular if he did that?
See, what I would do is I'd stick Ricky Gervais out there and just watch him shred every A-list celebrity there is. He is the best, man. Just shred everybody. That's what everybody wants to see. All these Hollywood elite types in their fancy dresses. But just let him have it.
But he did it in a mean way. Rickles used to do it in a funny way, but Gervais did it in a mean way.
Yeah. He made it feel uncomfortable. I love Gervais.
Oh, my God. I love Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, it was good what he did, but it was, like, very uncomfortable.
You know what he would do? He would walk out there and go, so this Will Smith thing, is this banned for real? Hold on.
And
like walk out in the hallway and get Will Smith.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I don't know that there's necessarily, it'll be interesting. I mean, I don't know why Will Smith at this point in his life qualified to be a genius talk for the Lakers. I mean, of all the people in the world. I mean, there are so many bright tech people and all.
Who would you bring in for your genius talk?
Let's see.
Off the
top of
your head.
How about Tim Cook from Apple?
Yeah.
Runs Apple. I use Apple products. Mm-hmm. He's a genius.
Tim Cook. Does he come up with the products, though, or is he just heading up the thing?
Well,
is he a technician? Can he make an iPhone?
Well, no, but you're not going to have a technician.
Well,
on
you
got to
remember, you got to remember your audience. Your audience in this case is black men, ages 20 to 38.
Yeah, but they all want to be entrepreneurs. Talk.
Yeah, they all want to be entrepreneurs, don't they?
Yeah, but do you think the younger guys even know who Tim
Cook
is?
How about Byron Allen?
Well, see, I would go hear Byron Allen, but I don't think those guys even know who he is.
Well, isn't that the idea?
No, they want young guys. Like they would want Kendrick Lamar.
Well, I mean, that's certainly Kendrick Lamar is great, but they did people like the guy who invented the Calm app or the Headspace app.
Yeah, that's because LeBron has a deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is the Calm app.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, I mean, I think of all the people. Why? Who would you pick, Michael?
That's a great question. For a genius talk to bring back to impress my team, of all the world figures, who would I bring in, who the guys would be interested in actually listening to? You know who I'd bring in? Because when he talks, he makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
You wouldn't probably think much of him, but I really like him because he's a straightforward talker.
Okay.
You don't take no bull from nobody.
Okay.
Tyson Fury. He's kind of a worldly guy. He had a lot of troubles with drugs and alcohol. He wanted to kill himself. He's risen up from the ashes, from the ash heap to being a heavyweight champion, from believing in himself, from putting aside his addictions, from working with his family and his friends and support group around him. I think this is the kind of guys that the kind of guy that young players need to hear from.
Yeah,
guy
I
who
mean,
failed
I,
and got back on the mountain.
The idea is, how many of these things do they do?
I think they've probably done 10.
And Will Smith was one of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Tyson Fury would get in there and tell these guys, look at yourselves. Don't feel sorry for yourself. You got an opportunity to make something great in your life. Go out there and don't use no excuses. Go out there and kick some butt like I have. That's what you need to
hear. Welcome to Pep Talk. If you need words of encouragement and life advice,
hey,
press 2. If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3.
If you're feeling up high and unbalanced, think of groundhogs.
What?
The world is a better place with you in it.
Aww. Everyone is capable of doing anything. You just have to let yourself shine.
Can you give me this tape? Michael and I will run it over to the locker room
tonight. Bro, you're looking great!
Bro, you're looking great! But I like that.
Explain the groundhog thing to me.
Well, in other words, if you're feeling high and out of control, think about a groundhog, which is close to the ground and, you know, grounded. You want to be grounded in life. Well, I mean, do you really want to criticize some 5-year-old kid who suggested a groundhog?
I thought they thought maybe if a groundhog saw a shadow, things were going to be better or something. Is that how
you
it works?
You guys are so mean to kindergartners.
Yeah.
What's a groundhog?
Let's indoctrinate him at a young age. Hey, kid, how much money you got in your wallet? If not...
Who does your daddy
the
know?
The world needs ditch diggers too, you know.
Oh, that is horrible. And you guys say I'm the negative one. Hey, you're suggesting kindergartners become ditch diggers?
I got two N-words for you. Networking and nepotism. That's how you get ahead in life, son. Young lady, you might as well learn that now.
Yeah.
Are you saying that's how Clay and Trace got
heck
it?
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit. Yeah, a lot of it, sure.
Sure.
You betcha. Ain't nothing wrong with it. If you got contacts, use them. If your daddy owns a business, what's wrong with your daddy passing the business along to you? Or if your daddy was a Hollywood star, how do you think a lot of these second generations got all these roles? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And by the way, it can be hard to be that next generation.
Right. Exactly.
A lot of people have a hard time being the next generation, living up to their parents, which is hard. I mean, your kids have surpassed you.
Yep.
But...
Well, they have. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
I was waiting for you to jump in.
Are you kidding me? People always ask me, hey, Michael, how does your career compare to Clay's? I say, listen, light a match. That's me. And then put a flamethrower over there and light that. That's the difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Trace now makes more money than you did.
Yeah, he made $700 last year. The most I ever made as a player was only $600. How could I live on that?
Yeah.
You know?
So,
well, what year was that?
19.
Did they have cars?
Yes, but they were. You had to go outside and crank them around the hood. Those kind of cars. And then the smoke would come out of the muffler every time it started up. So, yeah, we had cars, Mace.
Yeah, that's good.
Horse-drawn cars.
That's right.
All right.
Horseless carriages.
Coming up next for you. Michael, are you a fan of Westerns at all?
Oh, I love Westerns.
Okay, good.
Channel 538 on the DirecTV. That's the Western.
Great question for you coming up next about Westerns.
Love Westerns.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Mace, you know why you should never trust an atom?
No.
They make up everything.
There you go.
Everything's made up of atoms.
I like that one.
Did you like that? I
hey,
that
Mace,
one in the low
you know what? Every like you know what's an eye-opening experience every day? Waking up.
I mean, it's true.
He's not lying.
That's just...
What?
That's not even a joke. Oh. That doesn't even have the structure.
Oh, you're a tough audience.
You wake up, you open your eyes. I mean,
Do you make
a long list of these things before? What do you talk to a bunch of dumb dads and get jokes before you come in here?
But I tell you one thing, Dom. I lost my mood ring today.
Oh.
I don't know how to feel about it.
But I'm bummed.
Boy, the mood ring is something I don't believe anybody remembers anymore, right? It used to be.
I can't remember if I had one. I remember the mood ring.
Do you remember
the color changing?
I had a pet rock. Do you have a pet rock?
I did have a pet rock.
Or maybe a rock. Rocky?
Probably.
Probably. Something like that. Yeah. No, the mood ring, you would put it on, and based on the temperature of your finger, It would make a color, and that color was put. If you were red, it was you were mad.
Well, yours
and if
is
it was
blue because you're
happy.
Cold.
Oh, yeah, I'm the one telling kindergartners that they can't be.
Hey, we're just getting them ready, preparing them for life.
Real life, that's right.
By the way, ESPN LA and Subaru have teamed up to recognize and award a student scholar athlete $2,500 in cash. For all you high school coaches and parents, nominate your kid or student who has excelled in the classroom and on the field. He or she needs to be a high school senior, 3.2 grade point average or higher, and playing a sport. Go to ESPNLA.com. That's ESPNLA.com to make your nomination today. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Got a letter yesterday.
An actual letter?
An actual letter.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll read this because it turns into a really interesting story.
I knew a girl who tried to apply to the post office, but they wouldn't let her.
That made me laugh a little. All right. So, hey, Steve, been listening to you and John afternoon in the close to 15 years. Love the jam you guys feast on each day. Respect and honesty of your journey, your openness, blah, blah, blah. Saying nice things about me. I would read them, but I would not sound humble. You're an original. Last winter, you reached out about getting me on your podcast. I'm Jack Nicholson in Winning Time. It's the guy who played Jack Nicholson in Winning Time. His name is Max Williams.
Okay.
So apparently we're close to having him on the show.
Okay.
But that's he just wrote a nice letter and sent a movie that happens to be a Western called Bullet in the Face, which is a really subtle title. Mm-hmm. Bullet in the Face.
I wonder what happens in that movie.
I don't know. There's a woman with bandages over her
but
eyes.
He's the lead in it?
He's the lead in it.
All right,
yep.
Good for him.
Max Williams. Yeah. So there's been a lot of speculation over the years as to how much work Kurt Russell did on the movie Tombstone, which for me is the greatest modern Western. It is so good. And Val Kilmer did an interview. And he decided it was time to set the record straight. In a lengthy blog entry, Kilmer made it plain and clear, Kurt is solely responsible for Tombstone's success, no question. He worked hard the day before for the next day's shot list, and tremendous effort he put into editing as the studio wouldn't give us any extra time to make up for the month we lost because of losing the first director. So have you seen Tombstone, Michael?
No.
I haven't seen it in years. I remember it was really good.
God, Val Kilmer is so freaking
good. I'm trying to remember who else is in it.
Holiday. Kurt Russell.
Is that one Gene Hackman in, or is that Unforgiven?
That's Unforgiven.
Okay.
With Gene Hackman.
It's an incredible movie.
Yeah. It is the great modern masterpiece Western, Tombstone, if you've never seen it. And Val Kilmer should have won awards for that as Doc Holliday. He was great. So,
I'll
Michael,
be your Huckleberry.
You're a big Western fan.
Love Western. Charles Bronson, anytime he's in a Western, got to watch it. Clint Eastwood Westerns. Love Westerns.
You know, my dad loved the movie he loved.
Which one?
Magnificent Seven.
Yeah. Well, that's a great movie.
Oh, my God.
That's not really a Western, though, is it? Yeah, I guess
it
would be.
Isn't it a Western? Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, it is.
Magnificent Seven?
Did you like Hateful Eight?
I thought...
Tarantino, right?
Yeah,
Tarantino,
that was not one of my favorite Tarantino movies.
You guys see Silverado? That was a good modern movie with Kevin Costner and Danny Glover and Kevin Kline.
That was a good one. I also think... you said, which one did you say, Bergman?
I said Hateful Eight.
Yeah, Hateful Eight. The other one, Django Unchained, is a great Western.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, Django Unchained is fantastic, and Christoph Waltz is great in it.
Yeah, he was.
All those guys are really good in it.
He's a great actor.
Michael, do you ever see The Searchers?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Well, what Westerns have you actually seen?
Most of the
other
old
than
Westerns,
Bonanza and Ponderosa?
Yeah, and all the Clint Eastwood ones.
Gunsmoke.
The Charles Manson.
All the spaghetti Westerns?
All the Roy Holloway ones from the 50s and 60s. The Western Channel on 538 on DirecTV. I'm always watching that. The
so
old
if
ones.
You have DirecTV, Channel 538.
Channel 538, that's the one.
Be Like Mike.
Yeah, I love that channel.
Yeah.
Great Westerns.
They don't make Westerns anymore.
No.
You know, Michael, Countdown to Christmas underway on Hallmark right now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's a long time.
Speaking of Hallmark, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to text you guys yesterday. I got hooked on two movies from Hallmark yesterday.
Which ones? Which ones?
I don't know what they were called, but it's about a girl who works at a firm, and then she has to go back home because her mom died, got to sell the house, and then she
this
falls in love with the neighbor.
This is every Hallmark movie,
by
the way.
Yeah, I got to go back, sell that. So
I got
she falls
hooked
in love
on yesterday.
When she's back at the house, right?
And by the way, strangely... The girl, I have no idea which movie you're talking about, but strangely, the girl is ridiculously good looking and she gets no male attention whatsoever except from the other really good looking
guy.
She
had a jerk boyfriend and he shows up later.
Yeah, let me ask you. So I put up Christmas decorations.
Too early.
You're watching Hallmark Christmas movies. You started
in like October. Don't they start right after Halloween? No.
Well, actually, they have a thing called Christmas in July.
Oh, yep, for God's sure sake.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, watch those. Come on, Mace. Christmas
uplifting.
In July.
They're uplifting. They're loving. They're stupid. Happy ending.
They are stupid. Are you, they're
wait a minute,
awfully
Mace.
Mace.
You're being pessimistic.
Are you saying that you wouldn't ask someone to marry you who you've only kissed once for 2 seconds?
I would not.
Right.
Well, you are not welcome in a Hallmark movie. Then.
I still love that Bergman asked me, what are you going to do with 5 seconds of that Mariah Carey song?
Keep playing it over and over.
Exactly.
Well, now I know.
Yeah, now you know.
I'm kind of over
so
it.
So if you can watch Christmas movies, why can I not put up Christmas decorations?
Because the rest of us have to look at them. If I'm watching a Christmas movie, you don't have to watch it. If you put Christmas,
I like Christmas lights, though.
Yeah, I'm going to be
in October?
Yeah, it doesn't bother.
Or it's November.
I'm like Chevy Chase and...
Well, how long do you leave them up after Christmas?
Gone.
The day after?
Day after.
What about you, Ireland? How long do you...
No, day after New Year's. Day after New Year's. Okay, January 2.
Normally, they'll be up until, after New Year's Day. Okay.
Live tree, fake tree? Would you
fake.
Probably have
a live
fake.
Tree, man.
Do you have a live tree?
Yeah, I like the smell of the
pine.
Yeah,
I like the live tree, too. I hate fake trees.
I have the greatest fake tree ever.
I hate fake stories
like
in Hallmark Christmas movies.
15 feet tall. It's perfect.
What are the stupid names of some of these Christmas movies?
Well, it depends. What are you looking for?
Yeah.
You know, stupid names.
Well, they're all stupid. How about Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater?
That's one?
That's the name of a Christmas movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's the Hallmark calendar.
Yeah, let's look at the Hallmark. They got all great Christmas titles.
So there's Noelle Next Door.
Yep.
I like
Noelle. Oh, that's the one I saw. That. Yeah, her name is Noelle, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah,
there you
go.
That's what I saw.
You?
Yeah.
But now did your wife watch it with you?
No, I was by myself.
Really?
She wasn't home yet.
Yeah. You and Brenda, gathered around for your 11th anniversary.
Maybe tonight. Yeah.
Tonight.
I like that, Jorge. In touch with your family.
We wish you a merry Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Heck yeah. Christmas Next Door. A Christmas Melody.
A Kismet Christmas.
A Wish for Christmas.
Laura Romo agrees with us. She says Christmas movies are the best ever.
Jolly Good Christmas.
A Bride for Christmas.
Ghosts of Christmas Always.
The 12 Dates of Christmas.
A Magical Christmas Village.
See, they're all good.
Yes, Mace. Get into the Christmas spirit, Mace.
Wait, I'm the one putting up decorations.
Well, I'm talking about the movies, too.
A Princess for Christmas.
That's my mom loves
she likes all
Lights,
stuff.
Camera, Christmas.
There you go.
My mom loves all these movies.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's mom loves these movies. Mm-hmm. They mainline them, right? My mom is July and Chris. There you go. Thank you. I'm not a big Hallmark Lifetime.
But I don't understand what the problem is. You don't hear it in your house.
No, I hear it when I'm in my yard.
For what? 1 hour of the day.
Every 5 minutes. Beep, 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 beep. Tell me that would fly at your beachside home.
If I was sitting on my balcony and I was smoking a cigar and that went off every 5 minutes for 45 minutes, that wouldn't bother me. Because I know once I go inside, I don't hear it.
Yeah, Michael, you're wrong on this. I'm telling you, it has been an annoying fact.
What if you sat on your porch instead of in the back?
Would hear it.
You still hear it outside.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hire me. I'll get rid of your problem.
I'm not hiring somebody to break into my neighbor's house.
I'll be over in a jiffy.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
Did you walk past the house to see if you could see it or hear it?
No, what I did was I went to the Ring doorbell and I rang the doorbell and I said, hello, I'm your neighbor. Mm-hmm.
I've never taken 10 seconds to talk to you in the last 15 years.
Your smoke detector is squeaking every few minutes to remind you that it needs a new battery. Can you call me? And I gave my phone number, and I have not heard back.
Well, which part of the house do you think it's beeping in? Downstairs?
Who am I?
Maybe once you walk around the back of the yard and peek in through a window or something, see if you see something blinking up there.
Yeah.
Maybe
you could... And then what? Break in.
Well, maybe there's a back door open.
That's still breaking in.
But you're not going to steal anything, and it's no alarm. Nobody will even know you've been there.
Did you hear the O's Perlman segment the other day?
No.
God. We were on the road, remember? Michael didn't hear it. You didn't hear the mentalist? I don't know how this guy did this
stuff. Okay, we'll explain that because it's the craziest friggin' thing that's happened in a long time, and it sent me straight to the bank. I'll explain that coming up. And, I want to do this again. Mike Leach. Mike Leach makes coughing funny. We will do that coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, big Wednesday. It is the eve of our live show tomorrow in downtown Downey at Bastards Canteen. Want to see you out there celebrating the 247th Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day. And we'll be there tomorrow. Ireland is taking a well-deserved day off, so it'll be me, Andy Bergman. Tyler, are you on? No. Tyler, backup producer, not going. Boss Amanda, Jorge's going to stop out there. Shidano and Cappy are going to do their show from out there.
I think so, Beto is going to be on the show with Shidano and Cappy, too.
Beto, nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Beto will be out there, too.
Hey, Mace.
Yo.
I got some great news. The police arrested the man who stole my iPad. I hope he's going to FaceTime.
He didn't deliver it the way it needed.
I
hope he's going to FaceTime.
FaceTime, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, my uncle in the Bahamas, he got two dogs, named them Rolex and Timex. You know why? They're his watchdogs.
All right, that one I liked. I like that one.
And some guy entered the World Kleptomaniac Championships. He took gold, silver, and bronze.
Oh!
Ba-dum-bum.
Okay.
That was from Bjornis and Bergman. See, nice. Bergman's into it, too.
No,
I love dad jokes.
Yeah, we're the two stupid dads you referred to earlier.
That's you guys, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so, Michael, on Monday, we had this guy on named Oz Perlman.
These people freak me out.
He is a mentalist.
Like you are.
I was when I freaked you out. Exactly. I did the trick on Michael. At noon, we had a conversation with him so that the bit would go well. He asked you, John, to
go on Wikipedia, Google any athlete ever, living or dead, and he would tell me who I Googled.
And take a picture of it and put it on your phone, right?
Yep. So I took a picture of it, put it on my phone. He goes, "Are you looking at it?" He goes, "Yeah." And he narrowed it down and he nailed it. And I thought of Nolan Ryan, and he picked Nolan Ryan.
What?
I have no idea how he did it.
So for me, he said, pick the year of birth for someone in your family. So I picked my mom, 1946, which I think is right, but it's roundabout. Then he said, add your ATM PIN number. So I added that in. And then at the end, he said, enter your own birthday. So I entered my own birthday. And it came up to a number, 9774. When he came on, he nailed Nolan Ryan and on the air told me exactly what my ATM PIN number was.
On the air?
But
you're not supposed to do that.
I went straight to the bank and did it. But he absolutely had it dead cold right.
Yeah, how?
How?
How can a guy do that?
How?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Bergman, have you figured out any secret to the
trick? I think I have an idea of how John's got taken.
How? Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to, like, ruin a trick.
Let's unveil this.
All right. So I think what happens is because he tells you to go to a website or to just go into Google, right?
He told me to go to Wikipedia and then go to Google.
Well, like when we originally talked.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it was a site that he told you, like, oh, look for this certain site. I think he runs the site.
Oh, you think that?
Oh, you think it's like.
But then, okay. But then, how do you?
Like he can see. He can actually see you typing.
No way.
No. Okay, no. Greg.
How can he see what Ireland's typing?
I think you're wrong. But let's assume that you're not.
Okay.
Okay. How would if that's true? How would he know Mason and all those numbers?
No, the Mason one I can't get. I'm trying to figure it out. I think it has something to do where like he can figure out what the middle number is based upon adding the back two numbers. I don't know.
Yeah, but that didn't make any sense.
I don't know. I know you don't know what the numbers are, so I don't know how he gets there.
I pulled that crank.
But he's
on
pushing you,
though.
To it somehow. He's pushing you to a certain number.
We told you how we did it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's really good trick.
It is a good trick. Yeah, still, Jorge taught us that trick.
Yeah.
It's a freaky trick when you see it.
Did you see the one he did when he was with the Baltimore Ravens and he figured it out? Oh, it's weird. Oh,
he did one with the Seattle Seahawks where he got Jalen Ramsey's passcode to his phone.
Not Jalen Ramsey, DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
Yeah. Yes.
Wrong team.
He asked Lamar Jackson. He called Lamar up. Says, "Lamar, you Ravens going to get the Super Bowl?" Said Lamar. Said, "Yep." I said, "Who you going to play?" Lamar said, "We're probably going to play the Atlanta Falcons." I said, "What's going to be the score, Lamar?" He said, 35-14. So he gives Lamar a envelope. Says, "Open this up," and it had the same Atlanta Falcons. 35-14, Baltimore Ravens. And who's the, by the way, who's the halftime performer? He asked one of the players who wanted to perform at halftime. The player got up and said, "I want Kendrick Lamar." And he said, and then he told Lamar, "Read this note." And Lamar said, "The Ravens, blah, 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 beat the Falcons 35-14. The halftime ceremony was supposed to be Taylor Swift, but she canceled and they replaced it with Kendrick Lamar." The whole room
it's
just
so
they just ran out of the room. They couldn't believe it.
Right. I don't know how he does it.
I don't either.
Yeah. That's.
He says it's a trick, that he's not actually reading your mind. He says there's a trick to it, but I have no idea what it is. So you like Mike Leach?
Yeah, I like him. He's funny. Okay. He's so unorthodox.
I'm going to play this just because it makes me laugh. It's really funny. Mike Leach doing a press conference after Mississippi State's game.
I didn't even get to vent that, you know. And then all of a sudden, well, they're kicking it off. And then
acid reflux.
I'm working on this trademark cough. What do you think? It's getting better, too. Well, then we marched it downfield. I thought we could have been closer, but.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah, it does.
At some point, he never steps away from the mic. Right. Like he's coughing right into the microphone.
Does he have a cough button?
What is this?
Apparently not.
What is this?
Right now, caller number 7 wins a pair of those tickets. Excuse me, 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA.
Yeah, that's what my voice feels today.
Are you going to say that's not you also?
No, that was me.
No, that was John on garlic knots, that knee.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, it was garlic knots. You were eating garlic knots.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Choked on a garlic knot.
If your voice gives out to that, Ireland, I'll take over.
Oh, God. I can't wait.
I cannot wait. Ireland, I think you should take a quarter off, and I want to hear Michael do it.
Just
I
go,
can do it.
The bearded guy over to the short guy. It's good.
The kid who went to Notre Dame.
All right, I don't know his name. Bad shot.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Now, we always do Game of Games on Wednesdays with Michael Thompson. Sure. So it's his game. And is Pepe Mantilla going to
Pepe's going to be here. And Pepe, he sort of ordered the game. And when El Presidente Dictator orders the game, I got to do it.
Okay.
By the way, if you're calling right now, that was not actually saying caller number 7 wins anything. That was just John having a mistake.
Oh, look at the phones.
Oh, the phones.
So all those people on the line.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
are you calling to win?
Yes, sir. Hopefully I'm number 7.
Yeah, well, what do you want to win?
You're number 1. I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
Oh, man, give him some Laker tickets.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
So you're calling number 8. I'm sorry. You just missed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it. 8. We don't even have a prize, dude. Why?
Because of the last time you guys did something like this. Just
be
careful.
Then we ended up in a meeting.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, we're not giving anything away.
Good. Just don't give anything away.
It's just talking to the callers.
I think by playing that clip, you may have just
triggered.
Now we have to give something away.
Yeah. No, we do not. That was just an example of something.
I'm not worried about this. That's not a big deal.
If we have another meeting, it's your fault.
God, I can't believe how many people are calling based on that.
I know. It's ridiculous.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games.
Call
Michael's
Pepe.
Game.
Call
Pepe Mantilla is going to be with us. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right. Here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is Michael Thompson's game today. And we are joined, as always, by Pepe Mantilla. Pepe, how you doing, man?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you very much. And my favorite Western movie is Once Upon a Time in the West. I don't know if you
I know that movie. It is a great movie, man.
Yep, it's a really good movie.
Michael Broly doesn't even know what we're talking about.
No, Michael, if it's not Bonanza, he doesn't know it.
That's right.
All right, Michael, what do you have prepared for us
today?
Well,
in honor of LA's latest champion, LAFC, today's game of games, so ordered by El Presidente Pepe, El Dictator, is about soccer players and the countries they're from and the capital city of their country. Multiple choice.
Okay.
Presidente Pepe ordered it, so in a way, this is Pepe's game.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Pelé from Brazil. What is the capital of Brazil? Rio, Sao Paulo, or Brasilia?
Jorge.
Brasilia.
Greg.
Well, I'm going to go with Jorge and say Brasilia. I thought it was Sao Paulo first.
Mace.
It is Brasilia.
It's me. I'll go Brasilia. Pepe.
Rio.
Rio. Okay, what is it, Michael?
It is Brasilia. Yeah.
All right, everybody but Pepe's on the board.
The great legendary Johan Cruyff was from the Netherlands. The capital city is Rotterdam, The Hague, or Amsterdam?
This one's you, Greg.
The second one, The Hague one.
The Hague, Mace.
Rotterdam.
I'll go Amsterdam. Pepe.
Amsterdam.
Jorge.
Amsterdam.
It is Amsterdam.
All right. Ireland, Pepe, and Jorge and I are tied for the lead.
Cristiano Ronaldo is from Portugal. The capital city is Porto, Lisbon, or Nazaré?
Mace.
Lisbon.
I'm with Mace in Lisbon. Pepe.
Lisbon.
Jorge.
Lisbon.
Greg. Lisbon. I knew that one.
And it is Lisbon.
Okay.
Gareth Bale from Wales. The capital city is Newport, Bangor, or Cardiff?
All right, this one's me.
Cardiff by the sea. Hello.
Newport.
Bangor or Cardiff? Carson. Capital of Wales.
I'll say Cardiff. Pepe.
Cardiff.
Jorge.
Cardiff.
Bergman.
Cardiff. Hello.
Mace.
I think it is Cardiff.
Is it Cardiff?
It is Cardiff.
Okay. So right now, it is Briones 4, Ireland 4. Pepe, Greg, and Mace have three each.
Kylian Mbappe, obviously not a French name, but he is a descendant of parents from Cameroon. What is the capital city of Cameroon? Yaoundé, Douala, or Kumba? Yaoundé, Douala, or Kumba?
Pepe.
Yaoundé.
Which
Yaoundé.
One?
Yaoundé.
Yaoundé. Is that A, B, or C?
That's A, Douala, okay. Or Kumba.
Okay. Jorge.
I'll go with A.
Which is what, Michael?
Yaoundé.
Yeah.
Okay, so two for A. Greg.
I'm going to go with Douala.
Greg's going B, Mace.
Douala.
I will also go Douala, B.
It is Yaoundé.
All right, so Pepe and Jorge got it?
Yeah.
All right, Jorge, you've got the lead, 5-4.
LAFC's Diego Palacios is from Ecuador. The capital city of Ecuador is Manta, Quito, or Ambato?
This one's you, Jorge.
Quito.
Greg.
Quito.
Mace.
Quito.
I'll also say Quito. Pepe.
Quito.
It is Quito. LAFC's Latif Blessing is from Ghana. Ghana's capital city is Cape Coast, Accra, or Tema?
Greg.
Cape Coast.
Mace.
Accra.
I'll go Tema. Pepe.
Accra.
Accra.
It is Accra.
By the way, yeah. It is Accra. I've been there.
Accra. Okay,
okay, so wait a minute. Update. Pepe 6. Oh, wait. Jorge 7. Pepe 6. Mason and Ireland 5 each. Bergman 4.
Okay.
Surprised I have that many.
LAFC's Eddie Segura is from Colombia. Capital city is Medellin, Cali, or Bogota?
This one is Mace.
I will try
Colombia.
Medellin, Cali, or Bogota.
I will try Bogota.
I'll agree, Mason. Bogota. Pepe.
Bogota.
Jorge.
Yeah, Bogota.
Yeah, it is Bogota.
It is Bogota.
Okay.
LAFC's Mohamed Traoré is from Senegal. The capital city is Dakar, Touba, or Tees.
This one's me. I'll go Dakar. Pepe.
Dakar.
Jorge.
Yep, Dakar.
Greg.
Dakar.
Mace.
Been there. Dakar.
It is. Boy, Mace, you've been everywhere. Paul Pogba is of Guinean descent. What is the capital of Guinea? Pita, Conakry, or Makanta?
Pepe.
Pita.
Can you repeat it?
Pita, Conakry, or Makanta? What is the capital of Guinea?
Conakry.
Jorge.
Pita.
Greg.
Pita.
Mace.
Kanaka.
I'll say Pita.
It is Conakry.
Oh, okay. Mason gets that, and Pepe gets that. So now it's tight. Pepe, 9. Jorge, 9. Mace, 8. Ireland, 7. Mm. Bergman, 6. Let's go 3 more.
Eden Hazard, the midfielder for Chelsea, is Belgian. The capital of Belgium is Antwerp, Brussels, or Leuven?
Jorge.
Brussels.
Greg.
Brussels.
Mace.
Brussels.
I'm going Brussels. Pepe.
Brussels.
It is Brussels.
Okay.
It's so hard to make up a point when you know you're giving the wrong answer.
Pepe and Jorge have 10 each. I'll make them go first. Mace, you have 9. I have 8. There are 2 more. Bergman, you're now out.
Dang it.
Okay.
Can I complain and lose a point?
Yep. Sure. -1.
Yeah!
All right. Go ahead, Michael.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic is part Bosnian. The capital city of Bosnia is Mostar, Zenica, or Sarajevo?
Pepe.
Sarajevo.
Jorge.
Sarajevo.
Mace.
It's Sarajevo.
What was the first one, Michael?
Mostar.
I'll say Mostar.
It is Sarajevo.
Okay, I'm now out.
It's really tough to make up a point.
But this is the last one. I'll make them go first, Mace. You're 1 down. So Jorge and Pepe have 11 each.
I may have to guess wrong. Made hard.
All right.
Luis Suarez of Real Madrid or FC Barcelona is from Uruguay. The capital city is Maldonado, Mercedes, or Montevideo.
Jorge.
Montevideo.
Pepe.
Montevideo.
Okay, Mace, you got to go another way.
I can't win. It's Montevideo. I know it's
Montevideo. All right, so you're out.
Yeah.
And Pepe and Jorge go to the tiebreaker.
All right, let's go, Pepe.
Tiebreaker. All right, here we go. Luka Modrić plays for Real Madrid. He's from Croatia. The capital city is Dubrovnik, Zagreb, or Split.
Pepe.
Zagreb.
Jorge.
I'll go with the first one.
Dubrovnik?
Yeah.
Dubrovnik. It is Zagreb.
Pepe!
Pepe with the win!
Yeah, you ordered the game, Pepe. You knew you were going to win.
Well done, Pepe.
Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations, Jorge.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What do you think of my game now, Pepe?
Well, he loves
that's
it
a
now.
Very good game. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, Michael, I just have an advice for you.
Yeah.
Please stay doing what you do. Don't try to be a comedian.
You don't think I'm as funny as Fluffy?
Hey,
you're as funny as the world that is in front of me right now.
Hey, Pepe, here's an inside question that only Michael and I care about. Did you have any trouble parking tonight?
Ooh. Well, and believe it or not, I'm outside the crypto.com. I'm praying that I'm not going to have any trouble.
Okay, so you haven't tried yet. All right, we'll see you in a few. Yep.
Don't let these guys give you that grief, man. You're still the man around here. These guys are a bunch of schmoes compared to you.
What are you talking about? We bring Pepe on every week.
We love Pepe.
I don't see you bring it on, Pepe.
Yeah,
Sedano.
Last time Pepe was on your show, Sedano.
You know what, Pepe?
Listen, guys. I don't know if you know this, but when I went to the university, I studied psychology. I never knew why did I study psychology, but now I know because I met Michael Thompson.
There you go. There you go.
Excellent.
And by the way, Pepe and I are text buddies. We text all the time. I always come. What you guys call him, the little dictator? I always come pay homage to him every time I'm in the arena.
And I do movie reviews on text all the time.
You know what, Pepe? You know what's disappointing tonight? It's a Clipper home game, so no one will introduce us.
Oh no!
Oh
yeah. And you know what is even worse? They're going to send me all the way to the top.
Oh, to the hockey press box. All right, well, Michael and I will wave to you.
Bring your binoculars. Thank you, Pepe.
All right, Pepe, okay. See you in a while.
All right,
see you.
Thank you. Let's play the Super Stager.
Pepe!
There you go. As we often start the Super Crosstalk segment, that last segment was brought to you by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to call jacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. What's up, guys?
Yo, yo, yo.
So, Donald, when you and Pepe text, do you do it in Spanish or English?
Sometimes a little bit of both, actually. Mm.
Now, is your son, what's your son's name, Mateo?
Mateo.
Is he bilingual?
A little bit now. I mean, he knows a few words in Spanish, yeah.
You're not going to teach him Spanish?
I mean, I'm not around as much, but I do talk to him in Spanish.
Because it's a valuable skill I've been trying to gain for years.
In the house you grew up in, was it mostly spoken Spanish. English or Spanish? Spanish.
Well, okay. So my dad in Cuba went to an American boarding school, so he spoke English without an accent. My grandmother, who's really the one who raised me because my parents were working all the time, spoke to me in Spanish. So that's why I can speak Spanish. Now, I speak to him in Spanish occasionally, but what we did with Aria, we did the same thing. She actually has, this is actually the one thing that bore fruit from the pandemic. We did Spanish tutoring on Zoom. So she does it with a lady on Zoom.
Oh, good for her.
She knows how to speak Spanish pretty well.
Jorge, what did you say about...
Maite is fluent on both, so, you know.
Yeah, Maite is learning both.
She's got... Who takes care of her?
My parents and Brenda's parents. Yeah.
So since both
you guys are here, Jorge, play that UFC... I'm going to play something for Sonano and Cap. They love that.
Nice. I love
play that. That Univision call of the psych.
Now, oh, yeah, I've heard. I've seen it.
I want you and Jorge to tell me what this guy says before he goes into the goal call. Go ahead. Okay. So what did he say, Sonano?
So he described the pass to a particular player who he hit a header, and that's how he scored the goal.
Si no puedo.
No lo puedo creer. I can't believe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I thought you meant before, leading up to the goal part is what you said.
No. Yeah, I just was curious. I just love that call.
Did you hear me try the goal call today?
Mason actually held his for 20 full seconds. I can only get to about 10.
I was going to suggest that we should all see how long we could go, because you said it was only 20 seconds? I thought his was like 45 seconds.
No, we timed it. 20 even.
I threw down 20, Cappy. How many can you do?
You want to try, Cap?
So Mace, you said goal for 20 straight seconds?
Yeah, 20 straight seconds.
Cap, take a deep breath, and the minute you start, I'll start the timer.
Okay, hold on. I'm starting my own timer here, too.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
You sound like Mike Leach.
For the love of God.
Had 25.
That's 25 seconds. That is impressive.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. I got to catch my breath. Hold on.
This is a great call.
What a pair of lungs.
Yeah.
That was spectacular.
Ooh. When I got to 13 seconds, I thought I was in big trouble.
No, you found a second wind in there.
Yeah, peak on peak.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Wow. Really good.
George, you want to give it a shot?
Sure, why not?
All right.
My dog is literally barking at me.
You better be able to do it, George. You're Latino.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I grew up on soccer, though.
Literally nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do with it, Michael.
They want us to call the goals.
Not Cuban people. Cuban people don't play soccer.
All right, whenever you're ready, George. Yeah.
Goal!
That was spectacular.
Wow, I could have gone more, probably.
No wonder you're a professional broadcaster.
Yeah, that's right.
That was excellent.
Bravo.
That was great, George.
Or full of hot air.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the
both,
other.
Actually.
Yeah.
It smells like Cuban coffee you're drinking. It makes it give you strong lungs.
There you go.
So, are you guys excited for tomorrow? Are we doing a gag tomorrow? Do we have any gag going on at Bastards Canteen?
I don't know.
Like, do we have a bit of some kind?
Remember last year, Cappy did, he waxed his nose.
Oh, God.
And we, and you did your
eyebrows. And we cut our eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have any bit?
What did we say you'd do, Cappy, this year? What did we agree on yesterday? Didn't we agree on something?
Yeah, we did come up with something. I just wish I could remember what it was. I was going to do something.
Oh, waxing. You were going to wax something else.
Oh, I was going to wax my back. Yeah, I was going to wax my back tomorrow.
Disgusting.
We made Dave Singer do that one year. He had a really hairy back.
He did.
Well, David Singer is very hairy, period.
Yeah, he is.
Like, you can just tell. He's got, like, a thick, thick, thick beard.
So is that the gag? You're waxing things?
No, not really. No, I mean, last year was wax the nostrils.
Oh, Botox. You wanted Botox.
Oh, Botox.
Yeah, Botox was something that I was considering.
I can call somebody on that.
You can?
Yeah.
You've got a guy.
He'll needle you up.
I don't know if I want that.
I mean, you're going to have to pay for it, though, Kevin.
You won't be able to move your forehead. That's the problem. You can't raise your eyebrows after you have all that stuff. It's just like frozen face.
No, I don't want frozen face. I don't want frozen face.
You always look startled.
You know what I'm talking? Yeah, you look scared all the time. Oh, that's hitting too close to home for some people right now, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure plenty of people tuned in.
Did you guys see what Wilbon and Stephen A. and those guys were talking about a second ago?
What did they say?
They said they don't believe LeBron's going to finish his career at Lakers.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, he might want to go where Bronny is, yeah. Wherever Bronny goes, probably maybe back to Cleveland.
They were referring to before that.
Oh, okay.
Well, somebody told me that they can't move him contractually this year. Is that true?
Well, they can't until next year because of the extension. But once next year, he can.
Did you see all this Elon Musk? He adds the gray check mark, and then he takes away the gray check mark, and then the gray check mark people, somebody posed as LeBron and said, I want traded, and somebody else said Josh McDaniel was going to be fired.
This is the problem with Elon's Twitter, is that anybody can go and get a check mark and
say anything.
And impersonate anybody. Yeah.
Right. Not Adam Schefter has a check mark. So he's suckering people in. Right. LeBron James with a Z has a check mark.
But didn't they do something earlier where they put on your profile official?
That's the gray check mark.
If you click on the check mark, because this has already been sent out by ESPN, if you click on the check mark, it will tell you the difference. Like if one person is it'll say, watch, let me pull it up here a second.
I'm pulling it up, too. I hope they
destroy Twitter, because it would be great if everybody gave up on Twitter. And then this way, I would give up on it when everybody else did, rather than being like the trailblazer who actually gave up on it before everybody else. Because I admit it, I'm kind of addicted to it. Not kind of, totally I'm addicted to it. So it'd be great if it just blew up and went away.
So basically what it is if you click on the check mark, it will tell you this person is verified because they paid for Twitter Blue's subscription. But if you click on like Adam Schefter's or any of ours, it will say this person is verified because of
notable in government news,
correct,
entertainment,
or
another designated category. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not paying.
Oh, I'm not either.
I mean, I don't care.
I'm going to stay on Twitter only because, to be honest, at this point, I have from a news perspective, I still feel like you should be able to curate it to where it works out for you.
Yep.
But that's really the only reason.
You know, I want to be there when it dies.
When Twitter dies.
I also think you can set alerts to like Woj and Schefter
I've got like TweetDeck and columns of it. Like I've got a Rams column, I've got a Lakers column. I mean,
all right. So Michael just got a phone call that he answered.
I could hear it
from a name from a name big enough that you would answer the phone if you saw this person was calling.
Get out of here.
So I'm gonna let you three. I saw it. So I'm going to let you and Sedano and Cappy try and figure out who it was.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson is my guess, too.
Good guess.
No, good guess.
But he's one guy I would not keep working.
How about this? Similar in popularity.
You ready? Kareem.
Close.
No.
James Worthy.
Not an NBA name.
But he's a legendary figure in L.A.
Okay.
And you will not let, you will not miss
Jim Hill.
Boom.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow. That's right. When Jim Hill calls, you answer.
You answer.
I don't care what you're doing.
What did he say?
He wanted the first question.
Exactly.
right.
He wanted to know if I was at the arena yet. I said, no, I'll be over there in about 40 minutes. He said, well, I'll see you when you get here. I think I'm in trouble. I'm nervous.
No, of course not.
What do you think it is?
You can't be in trouble.
What are you in trouble
for? I don't know.
Not with Jim Hill. You could be in trouble with our other Laker bosses, but not with Jim Hill.
If Tim Harris called, but if Jim Hill wants you, I don't know. I'm nervous about what he wants to talk to me about.
Nicest guy.
Oh, yeah.
Always comes up to me and says, what you do. I am so impressed with. I learned so much. I'm like, really,
Jim? He listens
Jim?
A lot.
Yeah,
Jim,
I know. He's a great guy. But I mean, he says I learn a lot from this show. What's to learn from us?
Yeah, it's
what can you be learning?
Well, well, you could learn how to use your voice to say goal for
goal
28
for
seconds.
There you go. You
know, I know one thing. Yeah. He's not going to listen to you guys. Find out how to ask the tough questions.
Well, hey, but you guys asked McVay tough questions. I was in the car today. I heard that.
Yeah, I thought I went. I thought I went pretty direct and hard.
By the way, if Stafford is out due to concussion protocol, wouldn't you guys go with Bryce Perkins rather than the Wolf? Bryce Perkins is a triple threat quarterback. Why?
But I don't think they trust Bryce Perkins that way. Where that at least Wolford has played. Wolford has played in games for McVay.
Yeah, remember Wolford when he benched Jared Goff for a playoff game. I think he started Wolford. Then Wolford got his bell rung, and then Jared Goff came in.
Yeah,
right. Isn't that the way it went down?
Yeah,
Cappy?
First series is what I recall. Wolford got hurt because if you remember that whole week, Jared Goff was like.
He was in protocol, I think.
Yeah, no, he was throwing. No, I think he had like a thumb injury.
Yeah,
thumb injury. And he was throwing the ball in practice, and everybody just assumed that he would start Jared Goff. And then game time came, and he didn't start. And remember, he was kind of all upset about it because he was like, "Well, why did I have surgery so quickly and hustle back if I'm not going to start?" And then boom, one series in, they needed him.
Yeah, that's right. And he came in, and I think they won that game. They went on to win that game.
I feel like they beat Seattle. Does that sound familiar to everybody?
That sounds right. That sounds right. Now, Ireland is very critical of me because he says I'm being very negative when I say I don't think the Rams are a playoff
team. Mason has declared the season is over. I think it's too early to say that. What do you guys think?
Oh, I don't think the Rams are making the playoffs this year.
Yep.
Yeah, I would agree.
So you guys agree with them that the season is over?
Well, I mean, I'll be there on Sunday. We'll continue to
don't
play games.
Yeah, coach, I'll be there. Section 246.
Yeah, I mean, I go to all the games. I'll be there. I'll watch every game on TV, but I'm not expecting. I'm expecting the best and bracing for the worst.
Hey, don't listen to Mace. He thinks the Lakers season's over, too.
No, I said I just don't see a playoff team.
Do you see a playoff team right now?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if they could get together a 5-6 game winning streak, sure.
And it starts tonight.
Oh, jeez, look at you two.
See, so
tell him, Michael. Worst. Be positive.
That's right. Jeez,
you got to tell the people the truth.
Obviously,
we don't.
I saw the Lakers team that actually is going to make noises this year on Monday. The South Bay Lakers.
Oh yeah,
they're really good.
Did you call that game? Is that what you're doing?
I did because Scoot Henderson was supposed to play. And then 10 minutes before, they're like, oh, he's not playing on a back-to-back. I'm like, he's going to play a bunch of back-to-backs in the NBA.
And this
Why
game
is
was
he not
on
playing
like,
a back-to-back in the G League?
And it was like on ESPN2, right?
Right. The only reason we did the game was because it was Scoot Henderson.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
how old is he, 18?
That's a quick way to make sure they never do another one of your games is to pull that.
I mean, I couldn't believe. Well, I don't think it was his. I don't think it was his call. But it's just that's even worse. Yeah. Actually,
I have a request for the Shinano and Cappy show today.
Okay,
all right, listening.
Come up with a gag for tomorrow that we can all do.
Yeah,
all of us.
Yeah, all of us.
Okay, we'll let the community do it
during crosstalk.
Yeah, the community will do it. They'll figure it out.
Will they figure it out?
Stuff. Yeah,
they'll certainly have a lot of suggestions.
Okay, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
See how many dirty martinis Mason can drink in the first hour of the show.
That's so.
That's when you got wasted that last night, right?
Yeah. I didn't get wasted. I just had several drinks.
I mean, you did slur a little bit. I heard it on the air.
Slur.
Sounded like Mike Leach.
Yeah, so come up with a gag tomorrow. Tomorrow, everybody's going to be live, except for Ireland. You heard how Ireland got out of this thing, right?
No,
how did he get out of it?
Because we had Truth Day. We have Truesday now.
Yeah.
It's a brand new thing where we only tell the truth.
Yeah.
And Ireland.
I was complaining that I had done 3 games in 4 days and I was exhausted. And Mason goes, well, I think you should just do whatever it takes to get through the season. I said, well, then I shouldn't do that remote on Thursday. Mason goes, don't do it. I go, done.
Done.
Wow.
Hey, check this out. Listen to this, Laura.
Oh, no.
It says on ESPN Radio, Michael Thompson keeps saying he's as funny as Fluffy. Former Laker is delusional. He's tripping. That is from Fluffy.
No! Is that from Fluffy?
Yep. He said it to Beto, and Beto said it to me. Yes!
Oh,
I love Fluffy. I just want to fluff him up.
From Fluffy.
I think you should be careful when you say, I love Fluffy. I think that there's ways I could go sideways on you.
He's the funniest man. You ever watched his show?
Absolutely.
Oh, he's great.
My mom and not stepdad Leo went to see his show out in the desert. All right,
he came in studio with us one time.
Did he?
We were doing a Sports Nation.
Yeah, he's great. All right, that's it. We're done. And I look forward to listening on my way home today, Shadano and Cappy. Lots of stupidity, and then we're all together tomorrow.
Oh, by the way, have you heard about our new segment?
No, what is it?
Slee on the Spot. So we basically, every game day, we have Slee on, and we just put him on the spot. We ask him the hard-hitting questions. Michael would love it, because we just put him under the lights and ask him the tough questions.
Nice. What time is Slee on the Spot?
4:45, Slee on the Spot.
I am here for that. I am here for that. All right, tomorrow, see you at Bastards Canteen, downtown Downey. Have a great game tonight, guys. Ireland, have a good day off tomorrow. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.